striking and rightly so one of the most important teachings. I don't know if it's ever actually been described as a doctrine of the Christian faith, but certainly a striking characteristic of the evangelical faith as we know it and as we believe it is this idea of knowing God. Knowing God, having an intimate knowledge, a relationship with Him. And it's for good reason that we have that as a doctrine and that as an emphasis. The Bible says to know Him is to know eternal life. What could be more important than knowing God, knowing eternal life? It's good to know God. Perhaps you've seen bumper stickers or other sort of phrases, maybe on posters or little plaques that you might see around someone's home. And the little phrase, the little bumper sticker, the little plaque says, you know God, K-N-O-W, God. If you know God, K-N-O-W, God, you will know peace, K-N-O-W. Likewise, without God, know God, N-O God, then N-O, no peace. It's good to know God. It's vital. It's precious. We hold it near and dear. It's good to know God, but our emphasis today is going to be on something equally as precious. And that is that we are known by God. Yes, it's good. Yes, it's biblical, vital, precious, all of those things to know God. But to be known by Him can be equally precious. In our readings in Malachi 3, there's this scene where the Old Testament saints are gathering, and they that feared the Lord, they gathered often, and they spoke often one to another. And the Lord hearkened, and the Lord heard, and He made a book of remembrance. There's a sense in which He was there. That teaching made more explicit by Jesus, who said that where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. The book of remembrance was written concerning them. If you remember the reading in 2 Timothy that we just had, it says the Lord knows them that are His. All right, they know Him, but He knows them. In our gospel lesson, hopefully it stood out for you when Jesus said, the very hairs of your head are numbered. There's this intimate knowledge that God has of us. As evangelicals, we're all, I want to know God, I want to know God. Knowing Him, we want to know more about Him, and we want to be more intimate. He knows the very hairs of our head. And the context of that gospel lesson is pain and suffering and persecution. We think of suffering and we think of persecution, and, well, that sounds like pain. Illness, disease can be pain too. And He knows the very hairs of our head as we gather together and we talk about healing and disease. He knows. In the book of Job, right? Job is the great sufferer. Chapter 23 of Job, he's going around and he goes, I look for Him here, I can't find Him. You know, even in them instances where we don't feel like we know Him, Job is saying, I look here and I can't find Him. I look over there, I can't find Him. He's not there, He's not there. Where can I find Him? But He knows the way that I take. Even in those times where we feel like, man, do I even really know Him? Job says, He knows the way that I take. He knows me. And then there is this from Psalm 103. And Psalm 103, we just touched on it in one of the psalms that we sang here. But in Psalm 103 and verse 14, it says this, for He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He knows our frame. Some of you who may be familiar with construction of things, whether it's a building, whether it's a piece of furniture, the frame is, what are these components made of? Are they plastic? Are they wood? Are they steel? Are they brick? He knows our frame. And so as we think about him knowing us, knowing the hairs of our head, irregardless of how close we may feel to him, he completely knows us, even in the context of pain, suffering, persecution. We could add disease to that. We know those aches and pains that we have. Many of them are voiced on Thursday night when we gather for prayer. We know our aches and pains. We know those creaky body parts. We know some of those bodily functions that aren't performing the way they used to. He knows all about them. You know, there's a wonderful proverb that says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not intermeddle with its joy. There are things about us that even the closest person to us can't plumb the depths of them. The heart knows its own bitterness. There are things that I struggle with that the person closest to me can't quite get there. Whether those things are good or bad is what the proverb is saying. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not intermeddle with its joy. The heart knows these things, but so does God. Even though there may be no other human being, however close that human being may be to you, what the heart knows, God knows. And there are even things that our own heart doesn't know that God knows. That's how well he knows us. After all, we read in the New Testament, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Wow. God knows. Maybe nobody else knows. But even those things, even those folks who are closer to us, but God knows. He knows our frame. He knows our construction. That means the materials we're made out of. He knows what all of those effects of our heredity have on us. He knows what stock we come from, if I can use that terminology. He knows our age. He knows the condition of all of our body parts. He knows that, you know, this particular person has been through this environment. And even if I have an identical frame and construction to the person next to me, well, I may have been exposed to all sorts of environmental effects that that person hasn't, and vice versa. God knows all of that. He knows the age, he knows the condition of the body parts, he knows our frame, and he knows our frame physically. But physically is only one piece of it. There's mental, there's emotional, there's spiritual diseases. He knows our frame of mind, therefore. He knows our frame of heart. He knows our frame of soul. That psalm that begins and ends, that psalm that we talked about where it said that he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust, Psalm 103, it begins and it ends with bless the Lord, O my soul, because he knows us. And it begins and ends with bless the Lord, O my soul, but sandwiched in between bless the Lord, O my soul, is verse 3, and it says this, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Let's stand and we'll sing 415, Victory to Jesus.